Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810 Mobile listening.
WLZZ873 listening. Hey Adam, you all feel?
WRVU 954.
WRCP 544, Sheboygan County.
Hey, Captain Don from down in Macomb County. We're getting pounded by a little rain shower. How's the weather up there?
Hey, good afternoon. Long time, sir. Beautiful. High 80s today. Humid. And then, of course, we had showers come in starting about 6 o'clock. Some heavy rainfall. But other than that, we're good here, sir.
All right, that's cool. Yeah, it's a lot of rain this year. It's crazy. So yeah, I go up to that Black Lake Sturgeon spearing. I try to go every year. I really like that area. It's nice up there.
Beautiful time of year up here, year-round. Actually, that's one of the reasons I chose to retire here. Of course, it's that time of year. Everyone's on vacation, and we're on their way up here, and we've had several tragedies up here already this year. But that's typical, and all the parks are full, so we appreciate the dollars and the help to the local economy. Roger.
Yeah, that's sad that there has to be tragedies when more people come around, but yeah, it's nice there in the winter. I mean, there's a lot of people that come for that Sturgeon spearing, but other than that, it's, you know, it's just the diehards that are up there in the winter, some snowmobilers and stuff, but yeah, a really nice place. I would like to be up there. I don't know. I could totally sell my place here and move up north, but I'm not at that point yet. I am retired, though, so I could do it.
I can post certainly later. I'm sure you're aware of it. I'm a retired Army myself. I was passing through on my way to Texas last few years. I worked with the Canadian government there, and originally my father was born in Vanderbilt, and my grandmother and my aunt owned property in a home in Sheboygan there proper until they both passed many, many years ago. And I'll tell you what, I fell in love with the place, and if you'd have told me, Robert, you're going to end up retiring in the birthplace of your father, no. I've seen enough snow in my lifetime, but we're prepared for it. We've got a good piece of property, good home, and we're prepared for it, and we got some machinery to handle it. So, yeah, I kind of fell in love with it, and that's my story, and I'm sticking to it, sir.
All right, that's awesome. Yeah, I've traveled all over Michigan, even the Upper Peninsula and everything, and I still have to say probably my favorite area is right there north of Atlanta and south of Onaway, with where all the elk are, Pigeon River State Forest. That seems to be like the area that I get drawn to the most. It's pretty nice there. I see why. I see why you retired there, that's for sure.
Roger that. I often joke, all our critters go good with potatoes. I'm a 100% disabled veteran, and I'm blessed on my hunting license and fishing license are free. I can hunt everything but Bigfoot, so I'm blessed for that. And then I'm also able to hunt out of my vehicle, and I do own a Arctic Cat Rope four-wheeler there. So I get around, and one of favorite hobbies is I think, and we go out and shoot pictures of elk quite regularly. Often the XYL and I, she's retired as well. We'll get up early and head out to the river in Gaylord and Atlanta. And as you know, I can leave here. I'm right in between Onaway and Indian River there in Hast, and Michigan. Easy to look up with my call letters there. So I'm blessed to have that opportunity. Back to you.
Oh, yeah, that's great. Well, thank you for your service. I definitely wanted to say that. But, yeah, there's so many cool things up there. And the only other place that I liked going to was the Petoskey area, which is similar to that area. But, yeah, I just remember going there in the fall, and the colors were just awesome. And it was more mountainy, not really mountainy, but more hilly areas and stuff, kind of like over there by Atlanta and all that. So yep, that's good. Yeah, I'm actually disabled too, not a veteran, but I'm disabled. So yeah, but I don't get all the perks like hunting from my vehicle and stuff, because I'm not I guess I'm still able to walk and do things, so they don't give you that stuff. I checked into it, but yeah, you got to be pretty not able to walk very far, I guess, was their main thing.
Roger that. Yeah, I'm blessed. I have a great VA healthcare system here, and they just opened a new huge VA clinic here. Less than 2 miles from the house there outside of Indian River as soon as you get off the 310 exit. So I'm blessed to have that. But again, we have all the seasons here. It's beautiful. I can't compliment Michigan enough for what they do for veterans. And again, thank you for kind words. I do it again if they let me. But those days are lost in the hunt there. So enjoying my retirement and as I said, avid outdoors when I coyote hunt. I got hooked on that there, and have all the toys and the bells and whistles and scopes and the infrared to go with that and all that happy stuff. So it was addictive like any other hobby. Back to you.
Yeah, coyote hunting is one thing I haven't got into yet. I got the call and I got the rifles, the right rifles and everything, but down here, I'm in farmland where I live, but I only own 8 acres, so I guess I could go knocking on farmers' doors. They'd probably be happy to let me take some of them out, but I haven't got into that yet. And I got quite a few foxes that show up on my trail cameras. More foxes than yotes, and I know they don't like to be in the same area. So yeah, I could probably do some good hunting if I knocked on some of the farmers' doors. I was really big into deer hunting until I got disabled from a stupid antibiotic. It messed me up pretty bad, called Cipro. I'm slowly healing from it, but yeah, I was out hunting in my back 8 acres every day during season. Got quite a few decent bucks and always had venison in the freezer, and I'm slowly getting back to that though.
Very much the same here. I had to put hunting and fishing aside for quite a while there while I healed up. I just had some major spine and neck surgery done here on the 26th of last month. So I'm still recovering from it, but I'm blessed to be upright, and I'm glad that you're able to get around. That's important. And then backtracking, my location here, the GPH, Petoskey, less than a half an hour. Sheboygan's less than a half an hour. And then, of course, Gaylord is, on a bad day, maybe 40 minutes away. And Atlanta, of course, in all points east, are easily accessible here. And that's another great place about the location here when it comes to health care and such. But I'm out in the sticks here. I'm only on 2 acres, but I'm less than an eighth of a mile from the Michigan River Forest there. So, again, truly blessed.
Right here, the perfect spot. And you got any direction you go, you got something nice to check out, and you got all that forest land out there too, or state forest. I don't know if there's national forest too. I think there might be. Part of the Huron National Forest, I know, is by Grayling. So, yeah, you're in a great spot. And yeah, I had back surgery in 2018, so I know how that is. I was pretty lucky though. Mine was at T7 and 8 where my ribs attached, so they just basically took out a bone and trimmed the disc, and took me 3 months to heal, and I was back to work. So I got lucky, knock on wood.
quite similar there, in the same boat. I'm right side. Lower knee from the hip to the ankle, pretty messed up. I wear a full brace. But yeah, this neck surgery was 2 through 8. And big ass bones, excuse my French, big bone spurs sticking in there. So it started with my right side going numb. Long story short, they did the ulna nerve in my elbow. They did the nerve in my wrist. And I didn't heal for that, and I went into this neck surgery. But he cleaned them out, thank willing. And pulled the staples a little early. I got a staph infection from the hospital I've been dealing with ever since. I'm on my 5th trip to see him Wednesday. I've got a gaping hole in my neck where the incision opened up from the infection in there. That we've been stuffing with bandages and covering with waterproof bandages. It's been very clean, but that's what... I timed out the repeater, but anyway, yeah, I'm on the mend, and hopefully with the antibiotics on, they've got the infection under control. So, knock wood, yeah, we got to keep our health.
Yeah, no kidding. That the wound's not healing. That happened to my mom with a stomach surgery, and they ended up putting a wound vac on it. Where it would cover up the wound and then suck out, I guess, the pus or something, I don't know. But yeah, if it wasn't for that wound vac, I don't think it would have healed. So I don't know if they recommended that at all or anybody even mentioned that to you, but you might want to look into that. It's called a wound vac. Victor Alpha Charlie.
Roger that. I am aware. Combat medic is just one of my many MOSs in the Army there. My ex-wife was an ex-pharmacy tech for many years, and there's a couple nurses in the family, so I'm blessed in that respect. But that, I got a, like I said, got heavily a staph infection, and sent me home after my fourth visit with packing and everything. So I unpack it, pack it, and it's still pussy and everything. So, like I said, I'm his problem child. So, yeah, I will keep my fingers crossed, but it is what it is, and I'm, again, blessed to be upright. So, there are many.
Okay. Yeah. You'll pull through it. You'll get it all taken care of just in time for deer season. How about that?
Great minds think alike, brother. Yeah, that's exactly what was my thinking. But then again, I also realized don't have surgeries back to back. And in the summertime, when the honeydew list gets a little on around the property, but. Yeah, deer season, brother. I hear you. And hey, honestly, if you ever get up this way, please look me up. I'd be happy to take you out there, coyote hunting, and side by side, and we'll run you around this place. And it'd be good to lay an eyeball and handshake on you.
I appreciate that. I'm gonna write down your call sign here in a minute. So I can look you up. I actually just bought a side-by-side. I bought a CF Moto 950 Sport, and I'm wanting to go up there. I know you can't ride it in the... kind of bums me out you can't ride them on the dirt roads in the Pigeon River Forest, because I like driving in my truck and taking pictures of the elk and other wildlife. And I heard you can't drive them on the dirt roads there legally unless they're street legal. So it kind of bummed me out, because I'm not one of those that wants to go up there and tear up the land. I just want to drive slow on the roads and take pictures, man.
I believe you're incorrect. Get a hold of the Gaylord DNR office. I did before. I bought a Kubota side-by-side many, many years ago. I just upgraded to a Arctic Cat Pro Prowler. A real nice rig, six-seater, and I run everywhere, and you're allowed to run on the roads in the Pigeon River. It's only the side trails that are marked with the red no ORVs that you're restricted off. Now, you can get a permit because you're disabled to go on those trails. Back to you.
Process.
Somebody break it in, go ahead. Yeah, I'm having a hard time making out the 503. Can you hear them at all?
Sir, you are weak and unreadable at the time, sir.
Can I get your call sign again? I'm going to jot it down this time.
Break channel 504, you did come through a little clearer that time, and I was able to hear you, sir. Keep trying. Don't give up there. We'd like to hear you on the network. The call signs, back to you, sir, are WRCP544.
All right, so that's Whiskey Romeo Zulu Papa 544.
Copy, over. And if you would, go ahead and send me yours there, Captain.
All right, mine is WRVU954, Whiskey Romeo Victor Uniform 954.
good copy. Thank you. As a matter of fact, Jack and I were just talking here the other day. I'm retired. I do have one heck of a Radio Shack I put up out here. I don't sleep like a normal human being. So I miss the old conversations with Professor down there. He's sorely missed.
Roger that. Yeah, I get out here this time of night quite a bit. More on the ham radio side. Nobody's ever on. I need to jump over here more. do you got your ham license too, or just the GMRS?
Communications, avionics, navigation, communications, yeah, right. Technician in the Army, flew right seat, fixed wing, and rotor wing. Highly educated in communications, but let's just say old age and many years of service. I'm on my sixth try for my ham license there. I have the capability. I picked up a nice ICOM 7300 this year for my birthday, so working on it. How about yourself? You said you was on the ham side working.
Roger that. Yeah, I got my tech in January of last year, and then I got the general in March, and I'm studying for the extra. I'm just not in a hurry for that. It opens up a little bit more HF, but not a ton. I've been using Ham Radio Prep. It's actually videos, and they got chapters, and you go chapter by chapter, and each chapter has questions at the end. So what I'll do is I'll watch the video for the first chapter, and then I'll take the test like 10 times until I'm scoring 90-100% on that chapter, and then I'll jump to the next chapter. And then anytime I go back to it, I do all the tests I've already done and make sure I'm still scoring good on them, and then I start the next chapter. So Ham Radio Prep is like 70 or 80 bucks, but you get videos for all three tests, and that really helped me out a lot. I mean, I buzzed right through tech and general, and extra is a lot more involved, so it's taken me some time.
Can you guys hear me now?
Yes, sir, we have you, Liam and Charlie. Go ahead, sir, and good evening. WRZP 544, Bob here in Sheboygan County. And we have Captain Don on the other end, WRVU 954. Good evening. Go ahead. The channel's here.
Okay, this is WRYR 503. You were talking about coyote hunting. I actually live out there in Sheboygan County, but there's quite a few on the pipeline. There's quite a few coyote running right now.
Ha ha, wonderful. A pleasure to meet you there. If you're copying the mail, then you know my CCH. Right on, yes. We have a problem with them. There's plenty of them running around for sure.
Another bit of advice, a lot of people are using Craigslist to search for people that are willing to take coyotes, and so that's how I've got involved in it.
As a veteran, veterans group up here, I've been trying to put to a coyote hunting group. I do own thermal equipment, a couple nice rifles. I have call as well. And being a veteran and contacts up here, yes, quite a bit of private land here. And as the gentleman there, Captain Don, says, just knock on a few doors, and they're more than willing to let you go out there and take care of them for you.
I have to probably go back to sleep here. I haven't slept much in the last week, but Yeah, they, another thing is take a ride, and if you see sheep or, you know, small animals like that being farmed, definitely don't knock on their doors because they're probably having a problem already. And also, just for one bit of information, my amateur call is in November 8, Juliet, Whiskey Bravo.
I think I copied that as Whiskey Julia. I'm sorry, Whiskey Bravo Julia. I'm sorry, say again. I did that much in handy.
The call is November 8th, Julia, Whiskey Bravo.
Good copy, sir. Thank you. And good luck hunting there, and hopefully we can put an eyeball and a handshake on one another. Pleasure having you in the conversation this evening.
Now, before I start backing out of here with a little piece of information, I used to have a Facebook group with 73,000 people in an AR-15 group that I was running for a guy I knew. And eventually, when I moved out to the Pigeon River Country State Forest, with the lack of internet out there, I decided I was going to retire out of that, and I did. But there's a lot of guys in that Facebook group, but are coyote hunters.
Roger that. There's a butcher shop in between here and Mackinac. I won't say over the air. It's pretty private, but they've been putting their bones and scraps out back for quite a bit, and I have privilege to that. And then I have quite a few farmers myself through the internet and Facebook as well. But again, a pleasure, and get some rest, and we look forward to hearing you again there. Hopefully we can shoot some yotes together one evening. WRZP 504, we'll go ahead and be clear on your final, and then we'll get some check back in with Captain Don, sir.
Roger, from Boyne Falls out to Sheboygan County and going north in Sheboygan County, that's where a lot of the action is. There is some over in Grayling, I'm trying to remember the township, Frederick, that's the township. There's also a lot of coyote action out there, and the kits, the young wolf, or I mean wolf, the young fox kits, sorry about that, I'm tired. Killing a lot of fawns right now, so that's something else to look into. But with that, gentlemen, I'm going to go back to sleep here, and I just happened to get up to get a drink of water, and I heard you guys talking. So with that, I'll say good evening. This is November 8, Juliet Whiskey Bravo, an amateur, and WRYR 503 on this.
All right, before you go, I'm Whiskey 8 Charlie Papa Tango on amateur, if you want to jot that down. Whiskey 8 Charlie Papa Tango.
All right, Don, good conversation.
WRZ 94, forward left, Captain Don.
Well, no,
mumbled that one all up. Yeah, I'm going to be taking a camping trip. I'm not sure if I'm going up in that area or near St. Helens in a couple weeks. So I jotted down your info, Bob, and I'll definitely look you up if I'm in that area.
Well, so I'm looking forward to that, to have a meet and greet, if you will.
Yeah, I think we just stepped on each other. Was that Bob? Go ahead again.
We may have. My bad. As you know, they have coffee breaks down there in Detroit quite often on Saturdays there. And I've run into a couple fellas up here on the local Petoskey repeaters. And we're going to get together and do the same, so I'm looking forward to that as well. And, hey, who would have thought at 2 o'clock in the morning you'd get some great coyote hunting information, Roger?
Roger that. Yeah, that was pretty good. Got to like when that happened. be neat if that happened with some deer hunting spots too, but most people keep them quiet where the big bucks are. But no, that's cool, yeah, and it's good that their guys are getting together up there too. I know quite a few people up in around Black Lake, that from the sturgeon spearing stuff, and the one guy is a retired truck driver. I can't believe he hasn't gotten into this GMRS. I mentioned it to him, but I don't think he got into it yet.
That I passed it on to quite a few folks as well there. Mission 6 out in East Jordan, and there's a local repeater there. Provide me with my service dog. They're a non-profit for disabled veterans. I got the bear outfit, everybody outfitted with Kenwood TK-3108s, and so we can communicate when we go to events, and quite a few of us here communicate every once in a while.
Good deal, good deal. Yeah, we got a pretty good group of ham radio operators in this area down here. I met quite a few friends. We had they call it a lark in the park at Stony Creek Metro Park. We had one Saturday, and, there were probably about 20 people that showed up. I think maybe four or five radios. I had my satellite set up for contacting the satellites, and we actually got to hear the astronaut Matthew Dominic answering questions for students at the Arizona Science Center, and then the pass right after that, about an hour later, I was able to make 9 QSOs, and then another guy made 2 on the same pass, so we made 11 contacts on 1 10-minute ISS pass. It was crazy.
Wicked cool. That's wicked cool, brother. Congrats. Yeah, field days are great and getting out, and I'm envious. I have looked into handy ham, and I'm also looking into it through the VA here recently due to my injuries. I'm going to keep banging away, and I'm going to get my ticket punched here one of these days. I promised Professor Dom I'd do that, so I got to stay true to my word.
Roger that, yeah. I definitely miss him, and he kept telling me to get my extra and get it over with. I'm about half studied for it, so I'm kind of doing that, too, in his honor, because, I want it, but I've got enough to do now, being just general, that I don't really need it, but, yeah, he kept pushing me, so... That's going to be in his honor, too. So, cool, good deal. Yeah, that ham radio prep it really helped out a lot with me, though. I don't know if you want to look into that, but their set of videos are pretty good. And then you can actually use there's another online test. I can't remember the name, but it's ham something. And once you go through all their videos, then I just switch to the app on their app on my phone, and then I just kept taking the test until I felt confident I was going to pass. So you'll get it. I got faith in you, or something. I can't remember if we could do it on GMRS or not, but I'll look into it and see if I can find you somehow and send you an email or something. And then with that, I'll be clear on your final if you're still there.
Sir, I'll give you my email address. I don't mind this time of night if you're prepared to copy.
All right, I'm on a dirt road, so I'm stopping here. Gotta find a clear spot on this piece of paper, though. Okay, go ahead.
All lowercase. SIX. GUN 6GUN numeral 1 at hotmail.com. I say again, 6GUN numeral 1 at hotmail.com. I'll copy.
Copy that loud and clear. I was writing it as you said it, and it was nice and clear. So, yeah, I'll send you an email, and we'll definitely hook up when I'm up that way.
Roger that, Captain. Enjoyed the conversation. Well, I hope we'll get to do it again. I'm sure we will. Travel safe again. Always a pleasure having you in my receipt there. And, yes, we'll definitely have you up this way, and we'll show you a good time for sure. Numbers to you, WRZP544. Thank you again, sir, and have a good evening.
All right, Bob. Good talking to you. I'm definitely going to pop on here more at nighttime now that I know you're here at least, and I'm sure there's a few others. So I'm glad I popped in on this drive. I thought since Don passed away, there was not too many people on here at night, but I was wrong. Good talking to you as always, and I will catch you later. WRVU 954.
I'm sure there's people listening, which is quite all right, and I'm addicted. If I'm not in the radio shack, I've got an HD on me, and even outfitted the old Arctic Cat there. So, and that was another big reason for GPS there. You know, the XYL can keep in touch with me while I'm out hunting and fishing, and if she's not with me while I'm out shooting fishes or going hunting, or who knows what I'm up to. Again, have a good evening, Don. WRZP544, clear and monitoring the frequency. Good morning, Michigan. WRZP 544, Sheboygan County Bob. We are monitoring frequency.
WSBC 277, good morning, Bob.
Morning, 827. How are you this morning, sir?
Doing great. I'm about 5 minutes from pulling into the parking lot at work out here in Cass City, so not looking forward to that, but we'll get through it.
Yeah, them pesky things called bills. I can relate, brother. When you have a good day, and we'll talk again around the band, WRZP 544. Take care now.
You have a great day, too, sir. This is WSBC 277. I'll be clear.
WRUU 850.
Good morning, 850. Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810 here.
Good morning. Starting my drive time. Well, actually, I've been on the road for a few minutes, but got the cobweb, so. Oh, man. Took me a few minutes on the road to get the gumption, the key up.
Yeah, I hear you on that. I'm on my way to get some go juice in my... I just crawled out of bed and starting my trip. My radio comes on when I turn the car on, so heard you out there, figure I'd wave a hand and say good morning to you.
Yeah, I'm taking a different route to work today, not my usual. I don't know what area you're in, but down here near Detroit. And decided to take 696 to work. Kind of a different route for me. But there's coffee along the way that specifically I want to go to, so that's why.
Trip around coffee. I'm up by Saginaw, and I'm coming in on the Bay City machine to you right now. It's kind of weird, the Bay City machine's further away, but it seems to work a little bit better for me throughout my travels. I got to go out to Vassar, which is about a 20-25 minute drive, and I lose the Saginaw machine about halfway down, where the Bay City one, I get the entire trip there.
Oh, okay. I find that a little interesting because, as far as I know, he's only got the city on a temporary kind of a location. I wouldn't have expected that, but they're different areas. I'm not familiar, really. I know of Vassar, but if you were to ask me where it is on a map, I'd take a wild guess and say it's east of Bay City instead of the thumb. I don't know.
Vassar, if you're familiar with where Frankenmuth is, Vassar is about, maybe 6-7 miles to the east of that.
Alright. I knew it was east a little bit, but a little further down than I had anticipated. So I'm surprised that Bay City covers down to there, because that's south of Saginaw unit, isn't it?
Yeah, it's Bay City is about 15 miles or so north of Saginaw.
Right, but Vassar is east of Frankenmuth, meaning it's south of both. So I'm surprised that Bay City covers you south of Saginaw, even where Saginaw doesn't. If I heard you correctly.
Yeah, it's kind of weird the family house is. The dynamics, the propagation is kind of weird. I don't know. I did Saginaw pretty good. Probably at least halfway through the trip, and then, you know, Vassar is kind of, you know, little podunk in the middle of nowhere place. You're going through all the trees and stuff. I don't understand it either. I just roll with it.
Roger. Yeah. All right. Well, anyhow, I got to jump on another mic here real quick. Say good morning to someone I haven't talked to in a bit, make sure they're doing okay, and I may be back in a few. Drive safe. WRUU850, name here Sean, by the way.
Hey, 850, Sean, pleasure to meet with you, chat with you. I'm about to go in and grab some coffee myself and get my day going. Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra, 810. First name over here is Paige, Papa Alpha India, Golf Echo. You have yourself a great day. You'll be safe as well.
Morning, this is WSCT 593.
WSBG 417. WSBG 417, come back.
WSCT 593. How's everybody doing out there?
WSAF 413 mobile.
Morning, it's the WSCP 593.
Morning, 793.
Say again, over.
I said morning, 793.
Morning, how you doing, 593?
Sorry about that, 593.
Hey, all good, all good. Got here to work, about to go in. What are you up to this morning?
I'm retired right now, just heading to Home Depot.
Cannot wait till I'm retired. But it's cool. You building anything cool?
IZP
544, Sheboygan County, Bob. We are mobile.
WRUV 845, the
WRUV 845 from WRUU 850.
WSCI 783, the base, copy.
QI 842, 21 in Elms, Split Township. CI 783 to mobile.
WSCI 783, copy.
Are you en route to your destination?
Yes, I am, and I figured I'd better check in.
Say hello to you know who. Enjoy the show.
WSCI 783, copy that. On standby.
WSCI 783, base monitoring. WSBY 676, standing by. Station 218, Station 218, WIUG 488, copy.
WSCI 783, the base. Copy.
Base, go ahead.
That's enough. Be home soon.
Okay, did you get my text that the package arrived here?
Whiskey San Charlie Zebra 810, listening.
WSBY 676 or 690.
WRNW 329, loud monitoring.
WRYB 421 monitoring.
Station 218, WIUG, 28, copy. WIZX 218, go ahead.
Yeah, how you doing, Randall?
Staying cool again. Another hot one, over.
Yeah, you're right about that. And I'm it's raining here a little bit. I'm on the Quinder in 18 mile. Roger.
Yeah, copy that. Sound real good.
I'm driving anyhow. Hey, by the way, I got up this morning. There was hardly anybody out that way. Roger.
Yeah, roger that. I didn't hear nothing either. Nothing. It's the second day in a row.
I guess the cloud got everybody. Last night, Ohio came in.
I didn't hear nothing, so I was watching a movie and kind of faded away from the radio, but I'll try it tonight. Supposed to be like 90 tomorrow, so it might be a little worse than today. I don't know. We'll see what happens.
what are you going to do? 90, I guess. We'll take it anyhow, but too hot to be out there, you know. And all right, roger.
Copy that. That don't bother me too bad. I can take it, but some people have a hard time with it. But if I start doing something, then you gotta watch it. Over.
Yeah, you're right. Did he move that Yagi yet?
No, not yet. I was thinking about it, and then it started sprinkling earlier, so I'll try it. I'll get it this week one day. Over.
You're right. I wanted to move mine a little bit more far away, now I can reach that 600. Roger?
Yeah, copy that. I found another 5-foot section of mast, stainless steel, that I'm going to try and stick in the top of this mast where it came from, and so I'll put that Yagi 5 more feet higher. And it'll still be almost as high as I got it now on the harvest mast, but I'll see what that does.
It'll be nice to do that. That Yagi is a good antenna anyhow. I'm going to get me one of them. You remember the one you were watching, those guys talking to ISS? I have the radio coming in, but I don't have the antenna yet came in. I called them to get the antenna. They don't have it right now.
Oh, for the ham. The ham bands, 2 meter, is it over?
Thing is 70 centimeter. That's what it is. I got the radio coming on the 13th. And the antenna, I don't know when it comes in. It says you got to call us in a couple of days. So I'll wait till Friday and call them. See if you can get that antenna here too.
Is that going to be like a portable antenna or put it on your vehicle?
You know what? I got one common 2x4. I have it at home. I have not put it on. I'm waiting to Amazon and put my Magnum on because it's a different Magnum from this one. I don't know why, but I have that common 2x4. Roger.
Oh, yeah, copy that. Yeah, that's a good antenna. That's a good antenna, dual band. Is that 60-inch one over?
I don't know. I have not measured it, but this one here, they say take GMRS and 2 meter and 70 centimeter. It takes all three of them.
Roger that. Well, if it's that 62-inch one, you're gonna need that three-piece Magnum mount, won't you? Heavy duty to hold that.
They make a different Magnum mount. We don't need all that. And I don't know, it's coming out of Amazon, but Amazon is not telling me when.
Copy that. Yeah, you'll have to wait for email, I guess.
An email or shipping or something like that. Roger.
Copy that. Yeah, they'll give you an email or a tracking number. Look at that. If you got the tracking number, that usually tells you exactly. Over.
got that yet. Yeah, well, I don't know. I'm hearing a big beaver, and it's not even raining here, nothing.
Copy that. Sun here, but it comes in and out, so it's not even partly cloudy. It's in and out, so I don't think it's going to rain no more. Not till tomorrow, maybe, over.
No, they say it's 35%. I don't see no 35% rain. It's dry here like hell. Beaver Road.
Copy that. It all moved. It all moved out east. So I think we're good. I think we're good for the rest of the day and overnight. So try it again tomorrow if it gets 90.
Randall, good talking to you. You take care. I talk to you some other time. WIUG 48.
Roger that, Jack. Okay. Talk at you. WRZX 218. Standing by.
WRKT 559, just let you guys know, it's pouring here in Waterford. Over.
Raining here at 16 in Groesbeck, Glen Township.
Oh, it's a dry here on 16 Mile and John R. It's very dry. That station out of Waterford, you're sounding good. And I'm over here, John R. at 15 miles. Roger.
Yeah, I just drove from Pontiac to Waterford and it was pouring, so it may be headed your way.
Okay. Well, it probably headed this way too. Anyhow. Talk to you a little bit later. WIUG 48. Station 544. Station 544. Sheboygan. WIUG 48. Copy.
WICD 544. Go ahead there, Jack.
How you doing this afternoon, Bob?
I am upright, healthy, and hot, and staying cool in the AC today. How about yourself?
I just left the house. It was a little raining, but I'm here at John Iron 14. There's no rain at all, and somebody else will be... There's a lot of rain there in Waterford. Roger.
Roger that. We're expected high 80s here today. We got all of our rain yesterday afternoon and last night there, so it's expected to be a big, clear, clean day up here for all good outdoor activities. Roger.
Roger, Bob. Okay, so no rain by you out that way anyhow, which is good. You had it yesterday, that's good for the vegetables and flowers and all that. Excuse me. All right, Bob, you take care. Talk to you a little bit. WIUG 48.
Yep, thank you for checking in, Jack. And like you say, yeah, the old garden, you could we needed that rain up here. So we'll take what we can get and make that garden grow. Enjoy your day, Jack, and be safe. WRZB 544, Sheboygan County, Bob. We are clear and monitoring.
WRWR 357. WRWR 357.
WRPV 448. Go ahead, 357. Over.
Hey, good afternoon. I'm in the car here, just getting out of work, headed up M53. And it was raining, and now it's perfect out. How you doing?
That rain came through pretty good, and now it's really nice and a little buggy out. I'm transmitting from a base station, Groveland Township, through the Flint repeater. Over.
Gotcha. Yeah, I'm in Macomb County off the Mount Clemens repeater, and the name's Randy here.
Well, my name's Kurt. It's a pleasure to make your contact today, and turned on the radio and heard your call sign right as the repeater was beeping. Over.
Same you as well, and thanks for the comeback. Sometimes I call out, don't get an answer. Sometimes I do, so I appreciate it.
Copy that. You're coming in pretty good. How do I copy?
You sound great. I'm steadily headed north, so I might get a little worse, but glad to hear it sounding good.
Well, very good. I'm expecting company in a little bit, so I'll be clear on your final. Pleasure to make your acquaintance. WRPB 448, Kurt from Groveland County, out.
All right, Kurt, enjoy your rest of your afternoon and evening.
UFTX 256, this is WRVG 829.
Hey, how's everybody doing? WSCT 593.
WRDT 593.
593. This is WSVS 386. I'm doing good. How about you?
Not too bad. Just heading home from work.
I wish I was heading up north. Unfortunately, I'm driving home from work from downtown Detroit. Signal anymore.
This is WRWR 357 in Romeo. How's my signal?
You sound good.
Thank you. Yeah, and I couldn't catch the other gentleman. He was breaking up too much. Yes, everyone's doing. I'm doing good here. And glad to be out of work and stop raining.
Yeah, copy that. I guess Auburn Hills is starting to get pretty far away from the Mount Clemens repeater that he was using. So I'm not really sure what your choices are when you get out that way, but... here in Sterling Heights, Mount Clemens is kind of the way to go. This is WRVG 829. My name is Jeff.
Hey, it's the WSDT 593. How do you read me? Over.
Oh, we can hear you.
Yeah, it's a little spotty, but you know, I was saying, I just got off work out here in Auburn Hills, and I'm on my way back to home up in Oxford. What about you guys?
Heading west from downtown Detroit, heading home from work myself.
How's the traffic about this time of day?
God-awful.
Yeah, I can imagine. It does not seem like it would be fun. It's no better up here. I mean, it's just starting to get kind of packed up here, but it's not horrible right now.
I've been working 7 to 3 for years, and traffic was way better, and a couple weeks ago, they changed my shift to 8 to 4.
Yeah, I'd rather take an earlier shift to get out earlier. Then start. I feel like the traffic starts at around 3, but I mean, you know, it is what it is. But yeah, I heard you guys talking. I could pick you up, but the only repeater that I can connect to out here is the Mount Clemens repeater. And I'm like right on the edge of the inner circle.
I'm on the 65 repeater in downtown Detroit.
Yeah, I can pick you up. I'm using a little 5-watt HT radio with a Nagoya antenna. Seems like it's doing pretty good.
Got a 20-watt mobile in my Jeep. I can pick up the Detroit repeater at my house with a handheld.
What city are you located in?
I live in Westland.
Is that near Detroit or anything? I'm not too familiar where that is, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I'm 15-20 miles west of Detroit.
Oh, okay, I got you.
What's the reception out in Canton? Does anybody from that neck of the woods, are they able to hear this?
I'm picking you up in Detroit.
Yeah, copy that. I was just wondering if there's any signal reports from the Canton area. I'm wondering if the Detroit repeater reaches out that far.
Well, I'm in Westland, not too far from 275, and I can get it from a handheld.
Long 275 are you close to?
So that I'm using a 518.
I'm off of Ford in 275, a little east of there.
WSAX, someone too, looking to chime in here real quick. If you can hear my transmission, I'd like to talk to you about that if you're in the Westland area.
Go for break.
WSAX 712, I heard you say you're from Westland. My name is Aaron. I'm actually new to the GMRS community aspect of it, and I'm trying to see, one, if you guys are actually able to pick up my transmission, and two, I'm in Flat Ford and Wayne, and I would love to get some more information about how these things actually work.
Actually,
I can hear your transmission loud and clear. I'm up in Rochester Hills right now. I'm kind of new to the radio thing, too, with the GMRS. So if, I'm kind of right there with you, man. So I'm kind of curious, too. Well, I can honestly say this is the first time after about 2 months worth of playing around with this little DV20-G that I've actually able to finally get someone to respond on it. So I think I'm starting to get the hang of programming the transmission, WSAX 712.
Repeater downtown is up pretty high, so you should be able to hit it pretty good there where you're at, because I know with my handheld I can hit it.
Well, it was one of those, hey, I've been trying and I've been messing with this thing because I didn't know how to initially put in the input tones, and then I messed it up at one point, and then I reset everything, and now I'm actually, again, like I said, first time, I'm kind of giddy right now, if you will, because I'm actually able to talk to somebody.
Don't feel bad. It took me a bit to get it figured out myself.
Well, you're coming through a bit staticky on my end, but thank you, and pleasure to meet you. And now that I know that I can actually talk to some people, I'm probably going to be more active about getting on and checking everybody out as I, again, continue to explore more on this GMRS and in the interim to when I'm working on my ham license as well.
Welcome to the community, WRFD 359, North End of Wyandotte. I'm the Detroit repeater.
Do you think it's more beneficial to him or the MRA? I'm just out of curiosity.
Station 712, WIUG, Blade 8, copy.
Hey, Jack, how you doing? This is DT593.
Well, I'm doing fine. How about you?
Not too bad. Good to hear you on here. Just, I was talking to a couple guys. My train might go off here shortly, but I'll be monitoring WSCT.
Now you're on 675 or 625, because you got a lot of crackling behind you. And I know you're driving, so am I driving too, and I'm on my DB20G. Roger.
Well, Jack, this is WSAX 712, Aaron. It's a pleasure to meet you if you're able to pick up my transmission. I have actually been listening to you over the last, like, month and a half to 2 months that I've been trying to figure out how to program my DB20, and I finally figured it out, how to put the input tones.
Well, you're sounding good, but I'm on my DB20G, you know, with computer program. Roger.
Yeah, good copy on that. I got a DB20G as well on this, and that's what I've been struggling initially, but now I finally figured it out. So now when I hear you guys talking, I might be able to actually chime in with you.
No problem. Anytime. Anytime you like. I'm on the air all the time, so. Roger.
Jack, I can definitely affirm that, because like I said, I've been definitely picking it up, and I believe last week you guys, or the week before, you guys kept hearing someone key up, but you couldn't hear any of the transmissions, and I'm presuming that was me, but my input tone was off by a couple, but for some reason it was triggering. You're just going to hear my actual transmission. Over.
You and good to hear from you, which is always good to hear from you. WIUG, Blade 8.
WSAX 712, I'm going to be going in and enjoying dinner. I will talk to everybody later. At this time, WSAX 712, clear the air.
H380 Hazel Park, monitoring. Yes, Mr. Jack.
How you doing today?
Doing very well. Just taking it easy. Looking at this ham stuff a little bit. See if I can pass that test on Wednesday. I'm sorry, on Tuesday.
Good. Yeah. Well, I don't know, finally, the rain gave up anyhow, so it's sunny in here. Roger.
10-4, we're blessed with sunshine also.
Take care, good to hear from you. Talk to you a little bit later. WIUG 48.
WSDH 380, standing by.
WIUG 488, Ajax. This is Jordan, WSDT 593. How are you doing today?
Hello, Jordan. How are you?
How are you? How are you?
Driving back from shopping, grocery shopping, just heading home. It's been a long day, so how about you?
Just heading home from work, on the way home, up in Oxford, and I'm going to go work out later. That's about it for today.
Well, that's good anyhow. Well, Jordan, you take care because you've been crackling. So I know you're on a handheld and driving, which is all right, no problem, understandable. Talk to you later. WIUG 48.
Thank you.
starting to measure into the repeater. You're not doing a good job. I think the only thing legible you made out of the last couple minutes was 5-4. CY842. Negative copy. You are down there in the dirt. Supported WSCY 842, eastbound and down, 21. Your basics, like loose cables, loose antenna on top of the radio. Check that you're actually on frequency. Otherwise, you're just in a bad spot.
Station 829, go ahead.
WRVG 829.
Station 829, go ahead.
Hey, Jack, now we're on the same frequency. We were talking across two different repeaters before.
Probably, I don't know, but I know you said 829, I said go ahead, but I guess you maybe I was on a different frequency, Roger.
Yeah, I called out on Troy 575 and you responded on the Macomb repeater.
Hey, no problem. You want to go there? We can go there and test.
Yeah, let's go over to Troy 575 for a minute. I'll see you there.
WIUG, grade 8, clear the frequency.
WSCY 438.
WRYD421 monitoring.
WRUG 488, this is WRTX 957. You on, Eric? Hey, Jack, did you order that radio, that 390 yet, or no?
I did. I ordered it coming on the 13th.
Did you order the Plus? It has to be the Plus model, 10-watt version.
Yes, I don't know. I guess that's the Plus, the same one you give me.
Okay, just checking.
You know what, I held on the antenna. I want to see the radio first, it comes in. Then I ordered the antenna. The antenna, you gotta talk to them.
I think they're out of England. I don't think you can't buy those on Amazon, I don't think. But Captain Don knows all the ins and outs of ordering from them. Damien.
Yeah, it says Era, you know, Era Supply or something like that. I didn't contact them, but I just find out, you know, from them. You know, I haven't talked to them. And it says the only one that says 146, and it's saying the Plus and all that stuff.
Gotcha, okay.
Hey, I'm shopping, clothes shopping, so I talk to you a little bit later. WIUG 48.
Clothes shop, and where are you at, Burlington Coat Factory?
Marshall, on Rochester Road.
Yeah, okay. Yep. Yeah, it's a pretty long day today. Had a lot of stuff to do. End of the month, you know. Tomorrow's the end of the month, so we had to crank a little bit on some things.
Eric, you'll find out Xander knows how it's not, right?
I didn't hear you there. You fainted for a second.
You know that. It always been like that.
Yep, it always ends up that way. Last couple days of the month. In the beginning of the next month, it's kind of laid back.
And not much fuel for the first of the month. That's what it is.
Yeah, because you did everything that could be done. Last couple of days of the month, and the beginning of the next month, less to do, but whatever, that's just the way it always turns out. But I'd like to be even for all the whole month, you know.
So for them is not enough. You still got to do a little bit more, and I think that's the way it goes, Roger.
Yep. Anywho, I just thought I'd be quiet for a minute here in case anyone else wants to jump in there.
I'll talk to you a little bit later. WIUG 48 clear.
You have fun with your shopping. Don't spend too much. It'll be RTX 957.
By the way, I'm on that little radio.
You're on the Jack radio? Okay.
Yeah, inside the building, too. Right there.
WSAG 266 monitoring.
WSAG 266, go ahead. Think I got it.
Yeah, just seeing who's out there this evening and finished replacing the mower deck bolt or bolt belt. And having an adult beverage for a reward. How about you?
I just heading northbound, heading home.
Copy. What's your call and what's your, where are you heading?
This is WRTX 957 and I am first name is Eric, and I'm over here at Mound Road.
Copy. You got Doug and Carol here.
Oh, okay. Up on the, Saginaw, the Bay City machine?
Now I'm just north of the Mayville machine.
I'm just getting ready to head into Sterling Heights here. I'm in Warren, so I'm just a little bit north of Detroit, and I'm on Mount Clemens. But I keep forgetting about the Mayville. It's kind of a new one.
Yeah, copy that. It's sure doing a great job. There is no doubt. And I been trying to get out here, but just on GMRS and just been too darn busy. So if I get a break, I like to get on and see who's out there. Back to you.
I'm usually out here between 5:30 and 7 every night on the way home, talking to Jack and whoever else might be out there. Usually Jack's always out there.
Yeah, he's a fixture on the GMRS MI8 system. Yeah, it's he's always out here, and he's always got a word or two of wisdom to impart to the GMRS crowd. There's no doubt. And if you're listening, Jack, join in.
I think he's still close shopping there. Yep. Yeah, it's a pretty good system we got here. You gotta admit, you know, some good repeaters, no backyard stuff.
Yeah, it's pretty heavy duty. There's no doubt. I mean, I think a lot of people don't realize the time and the effort that was put into that system, and it's pretty. Let's just say the word that comes up to mind is robust. There goes the fire department.
I don't know if that was your siren or my siren I heard in the background.
Oh, it's just my ride showing up, so hey, I might have to talk to you. I'm joking, that's not my ride.
Oh, there is a bunch of police up here.
One, two, three, four.
Jeez. Anyhow, yeah, there's a MI1, MI2, MI3, MI4. I mean, there's, you know, it's not just the MI8. Oh, you've probably been to the website. A couple different dashboards. One of them shows all of them.
Yeah, I'm able to get on the 2-meter one, and haven't got into the digital stuff. I don't know if I guarantee you this handheld's not gonna doesn't have a digital capability, but have yet to crack the digital stuff on that. But yeah, the checking out the dashboards of that stuff is pretty amazing.
Yeah, all I really kind of pay attention to is the GMRS and the 440. The 440 one is the MI1 or MI2, I forget. Anyhow, yeah, we have several ham repeaters, too, on it, set up throughout the state, just like the GMRS. Same equipment, pretty much, almost.
Yeah, should be just a quick tune from 440 to GMRS. So yeah, you're absolutely right in my opinion, but I could be mistaken. Yeah, here comes my other ride. They're having a fire someplace, so everybody's all the volunteers are showing up.
Actually, I'm pretty new to GMRS. I've only been on here for, what, 2 years maybe? 2.5 years? Maybe 3? I don't know. I forget. I think about 2 or 3 years. But, yeah, I had no idea that GMRS was even a thing. So I found out there's a couple repeaters by my cottage up in Roscommon. I'm like, holy crap, I gotta check this out. You know, and then, I was on the Troy repeater for a while, and that's when I got my GMRS license, about 2-3 years ago.
Well, from the sounds of it, you're also a ham.
Yeah, but I'm not a sad ham. I'm a happy ham. Yeah, I've been licensed since 1990, I believe. 90 or 91. Well, it's 1 year I graduated from Specs Howard. I don't know if it was 90 I graduated from Specs, 91 I got my license, or vice versa, but just suffice to say, since at least 1991.
Yeah, copy that. I've had my license since April of this year, and prior to that, I wound up getting my GMRS license of January of this year. So it's sort of a long story, but my story goes, GMRS license, no GMRS repeaters, and I went, oh gosh, I need to go get something different that's going to work for me. So, yeah, I went and got my ham license.
Kind of ironic, because a lot of the guys that are my friends out here that are friends on the ham, we all got our tickets like late 80s, early 90s, and then we all went off the air for like 15, 20 years, and then GMRS actually brought us back into ham radio. We were like off the air, period, for like 15, 20 years, and then we got into GMRS, and that got us back into ham again. That makes any sense.
Yeah, it makes perfect sense. It's a gateway to ham radio. I mean, that's exactly what happened to me in a roundabout way. Yeah, my call is Alpha Delta 8, Mike Sierra.
Roger, there's a website, and it's just gmrs.app, A-P-P. And if you type in a person's GMRS call, it'll give you their it'll give you their ham call, and vice versa. So if I typed in your ham call or your GMRS call, both of your calls would show up. It's a quick, easy way to find out if someone's a ham. You know, it's a lot quicker than going to the FCC website. You know, if you want a really quick way to look somebody up, it's GMRS.app. No www in front of it, just https, /, and then gmrs.app.
Copy that. I guess it sounds like you've got to have a smartphone to run that bad boy.
No, it's not an app. It's just, instead of saying .com or .org, it's .app. But no, it's you just do it on your computer or your phone. But yeah, you can do it right on your browser of your, you know, whatever you use at home on your computer.
Copy that. Yeah, I'll add that to the toolbox. That sounds like a pretty handy one to have.
Remember what Red Green would always say, if you can't be handsome, at least be handy.
Oh, yeah, old Red. Oh, my gosh.
All right, I'm pulling in the driveway here, so, hey, nice talking to you. And you know, I talk on the GMRS on the way up to Roscommon, so I go to the Flint. You know, I go to Mount Clemens, and that drops out. I go to the Flint, Bay City, Saginaw, and Mayville. So, yeah, maybe we'll catch you this weekend. Have a good one. WRTX 957.
Yeah, WTRX 957. WSAG 266. Hey, thanks for the call, and have a good evening, and be hearing you out there. And
WSAI 620.
Yeah, go ahead, 620, WSAG 266.
How's everybody doing? I haven't been on the air in a while. Heading up to CBS for a Amazon return.
Well, pretty good. Doug here and Carol were just getting ready to take out the garbage can. Well, you already told me. Going to Amazon for return.
Yeah, but I'm avoiding the yard work because it's way too damn humid out here. But I also have to take out the trash as well.
Well, it's actually not real bad out here right now. There's a bit of a breeze. It still looks like it's about 79 or 80 out here, so it's doable.
That sounds good. Do you guys have any rain out there today?
Yeah, off and on from, midnight until probably, I don't know, noon or so. But, it's definitely greened up, and as I understand it, there's a bunch more coming.
Yeah, I'm right off the river, so. Sorry about that. Right off the river, and we're at kind of a low point, so all the water stays on the ground, so the grass is all nice and wet, and it just tends to stay humid after it rains for quite a while.
I don't have any clue what the humidity is, although it does seem a bit drier than it was earlier this morning. Well, obviously after the rain, but it seems like it's drying out a bit here. At least it feels like it.
Yeah, it's been quite a wet summer. I gotta say, I'm looking forward to the fall. Hopefully it dries up then. Just been a hot, humid summer. I travel a lot for work, too, so not even the Michigan weather that's really that bad, but, you know, down in Alabama, Kentucky, Texas, it's all been just hot and wet all freaking season.
Yeah, I hear those guys talking about the high temps and humidity down there. You know, a comment about the yard work. One of my favorite ones is slow work takes time.
Well, some of us have the luxury of having time. Us hard working folk, you know, working 12 to 16 hour days every day, don't get that luxury.
Yeah, copy that. I used to do, 6-12s, and that was for, probably 3 years, and that was no cakewalk.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm about sick of it. I've been doing a similar role for about 16 years. I've been at three different places, but it's been a lot of travel, been a lot of long hours, and I'm 30 now, which is probably way younger than you are, but I'm just tired, man. I'm done with all the long hours and the staying away from home, being on the road thing. So I got to start coming up with some, you know, get rich quick schemes or something like that.
Good luck with that. They're not out there unless you find a niche someplace. And, if you're putting a lot of hours in and it's something you really love, you'll do well. But, in the meantime, look for something different.
Yeah, we'll see how she goes. I got some time to think about it. The company I work for now treats us pretty well, and we get a lot of perks. You know, I got a company vehicle. They don't mind us using it for personal use as long as we pay for our fuel and stuff. And it's pretty chilled out, family-owned company, and we get raises damn near every year. So not much to complain about, just, you know, just working a lot, working my fingers to the bone, that's all. Missing my family and whatnot. WSAI 620.
Yeah, understood about that. I spent a lot of time overseas and, you know, a year or two at a time away from the States and away from my family, so I know exactly what you're talking about.
All right, well, I'm going to go in and drop this package off. I'll be back shortly. Sorry, I didn't catch your call sign. What's your name and call sign?
Yeah, it's Doug and Carol, and it's WSAG 266.
Awesome. Thank you, sir. Well, I will be back shortly.
Yeah, 620, I'm going to have to call it quits here, and I'm going to sign off, and I've got to get that garbage out and get out there and maybe do a little yard work.
All right, sir. Well, do your thing. Have a good one, and enjoy your evening. Nice talking with you. WSAI 620, clear.
Have a great evening, and keep plugging away, brother. WSAG 266, I'm clear.
Station 266, WIUG 48, how you doing?
Good, Jack. How are you tonight, Doug and Carol?
I haven't talked to you in a long time. Roger.
Yeah, copy that. I've been busier than a worn paper hanger. Haven't had time to get on GMRS, so tonight I was able to get a break and thought I'd jump on here and had a couple of decent calls here, and you show up, and that's icing on the cake, Jack.
Thank you, sir. You take care. I'm going to let you go. Go ahead and take care of that garbage, whatever he's saying. Catch you later. WIUG 48, clear.
Yeah, copy that, Jack. You have a good evening, and God bless. WSAG 266. And I'm clear. I'm going to haul the garbage now. WRMZ 640.
HDC 647 calling WRVG 829. Over.
WSDX 256, this is WRGV 829.
WRVG 829, this is WSDC 647. Go ahead, over.
That sounds like an unqualified success. What is that, about 300 miles with all the repeaters linked together?
Pretty close, I'd say. 280 anyway.
Well, works the treat. Now, how far away from Mackinac City do you think you are right now?
About 14 or 15 miles.
So it's not completely out of the realm of possibility. I don't know if the topography lends itself to it or not, but we might be able to make this same thing from there. I'm not sure. Anyway, you sound just fine down here.
I don't think reaching this repeater from Mackinac City is in the cards. There's a lot of forest between here and there.
One thing that you could do is just when you get to where your hotel is, you could just key up the repeater and give your call sign and see if you get the little response tone back from it.
Okay, the factors I've been trying it periodically since we started down the highway. Every 5 miles we tried it, and it finally excited the repeater about 15 miles up, I should say about 5 miles out, but I didn't get any intelligence out of it.
Yeah, you can generally tell when they hear you. It doesn't say too much to you, but sometimes you just get a beep or something of that nature. Anyway, well, mission accomplished. This is what I wanted to try out. It's awful nice that it worked, and I think I'm going to go back and cut some more grass.
Okay, Jeff, that last transmission was partly broken up, but I'm going to get off the air anyway. So this is WSDC 647, over and out.
WRVG 829, clear. Have a good night.
pretty quiet out here. WSTY 438. WSTY 438, Isabella County.
Did you say Isabella County?
Roger, roger, Isabella County. Is that you, Jack?
No, this is WOZZ 873. In Lincoln Park.
What cities you got around you? What do you think? What town?
Lincoln Park. Down Wivel area.
Okay, sounds good to me.
In the Detroit area, kind of. In the outskirts of town.
I heard you, I did.
So how is the level up there in Isabella County? Oval?
Yeah, it's pretty nice night out here. Pretty nice night. It's starting to cool down a little bit. It's been a hot day, but, yep. Evenings are good. So, how you doing over there in that neck of the woods?
My name is James, actually. James. Everything's doing fine. Everything's doing fine. Oval?
Roger, roger. What'd you say your call letters were?
WOZZ 873.
I didn't get the W part.
WOZZ 873.
I don't think I hear you saying a W. Everything starts with a W on GMRS, doesn't it? Alrighty, mister. You have a good night there. 873, we got that, no doubt about it. Isabella County.
We're about probably 9 miles south of the Soaring Eagle Casino. Maybe not that far the way the bird flies. Probably about 6-7 miles south of the Soaring Eagle Casino.
Okay. Bye,
Yeah, something took you out there. I got a lot of static in there with you, so. Alrighty. 873, you have a great night there. WSDY 438. Take care.
Yeah, have a beautiful night, man. Have a beautiful night. Oval.
WITG 959, Southeast Genesee County.
WSDH 380, monitoring.
WRXP 401 out of Detroit, Michigan. Can I get a radio check and a location?
Hello, Detroit, Michigan. WSDY 438, Isabella County, Mount Pleasant, Michigan, about 9 miles south.
Roger that. Thank you very much. That's a solid copy. I appreciate you.
A little bit chopped up there. WSDY 438, Isabella County.
Radio check. WRIC 401, I got your radio check loud and clear. Who am I talking to? What part of the city are you in? I'm in Detroit as well. Copy that. Is that you over there from downtown? Is that you? What's your call sign? That, I thought so. I'm testing another handheld. Did you hear me on this one? Loud and clear. This is WRNQ 405. Copy that. Roger that. That's a solid copy, my man. So we good to go. Copy that. Signing off. WRC 401. Over. WRWF516 testing. Loud and clear in there, WRWF516. Apparently I can't get the Wi-Fi to work up here, so I can't really see which repeater I'm getting into, but I'm assuming it's Grand Rapids.
Station 847. Station 847. WRUG 488. Copy.
WSJ 847. How you doing, Jack?
Very good, Dan. How about you?
Can't complain. Can't complain. Got a little hot today. I guess it's gonna get hot the rest of the week here, but I guess maybe conditions will keep going here. I couldn't believe we had good connection tonight, so you sound real good. Go ahead.
You're sounding good too here. Really, it was a good connection today. I don't know what happened, but it was a good connection. It didn't rain here at all, Roger.
Yeah, that's for sure. We got a good amount yesterday, but a little bit last night, but it's just been hit or miss lately. So yeah, definitely need the rain. We're like 2 inches down here. So, but the corn's coming up good out in the fields here. So we got still some stuff there going so far. Hopefully, it won't be too bad. We'll catch up eventually.
That, yeah. It rained so hard last night. I was up till about 1 o'clock at night, and it was raining straight hard to about 12:30 for 2 hours straight rain. Roger?
Oh, yeah, that's for sure. Well, it definitely comes all at once, I guess. But, yeah, I can't do that. I guess... another heat dome that's sitting on the south of you guys in down in St. Louis area, down south there, and of course Texas. And it's going to be, the heat index is going to be way up there, so it'll be moving this way eventually, but hey, that helps out the signals a lot, right?
I'm getting into on the MIA network right now. Looks like I'm getting into Ottawa Lakes from where I'm at on the Meshigami.
And I think there's somebody else out there. I don't know who and who they're trying to get. I will talk to you tomorrow. Catch you later.
So,
good to hear from you. WIUG.
However, I think there's a 725 in like Traverse City. Or
yeah, okay, Jack. Yeah, you have a good one. Yeah, there's conditions are all over the place again. So have a good one. Be safe, be well. We'll talk again. WSAI 847. I'll be clear.
Okay, it's Flint.
Who's that other station out that way?
WIZP 484.
Hi, Bob. How you doing tonight?
I'm upright, sir. If you recall, WRV Uniforms 954, he and I had a wonderful 2:33 o'clock conversation last night, and he wanted me to say hello, and he'll most definitely get in touch with you.
Yeah, 2 o'clock at night? Is that what it is?
Is that 0230 to about, actually for an hour till 0330, Roger.
Well, Robert, I tried to get into Grayling from up here, but it doesn't look like it's happening. It's crazy, though, that I'm getting into, Ottawa Lake the way I am. I would have thought for sure I would have been into Grand Rapids instead.
Did you hear this other station?
Roger that, I did. But anyway, it was Captain Don. He wanted me to say hello to you there. So it was quite the surprise that early in the morning, but he did want me to say hello to you there, Jack. We'll go ahead and clear the
I see now. I look like the Grand Rapids.
WIZP 544. Clear on my final, and you have a good evening, Jack.
Captain Don, another good guy out that way. Yeah, I was with him at the park. We had a good time chit-chatting and all that talking and everything else. Roger.
Roger that. We had a good conversation, a lot in common as well. And then we were on the topic of yoke hunting. And the gentleman keyed in a few things that early in the morning out here, and he's a local hunter, coyote hunter himself there. So you be safe, and we'll do it again there, Jack. Always a pleasure to have you in our WIZP 544. Clear and monitoring on your final, Jack.
Bob, good to hear from you. You take care, and you have a good evening. WIUG, 48 clear.
0261, radio check.
WRZP 544, Sheboygan County. I have you, Liam and Charlie, sir.
Solid copy. Thank you so much. Been trying to figure out this thing all day.
Roger that. Well, you got her working, so congratulations there. Don't feel shy at all. There's plenty of people on here willing to help you with programming or antenna, or there's some technical folks on here that set this network up for us. So, again, WRZP 544, Sheboygan County. Bob, you have a good evening, sir.
WKSQ542, say again. WSDU261, radio check. WKSU, this is WSU 261. How do you copy?
Can you hear me? Over.
WSKU 542, this is WSEU 261. I am receiving. Over. WKSU 542, this is WSGU 261, how copy, over. WKSU 542, I read you. I am en route back over to you. I'm currently about 15 miles away. I will see you in about 20 minutes or so.
Copy that.
WSDU 261, clearing out.